Get ready.
Okay.
But now it's fine.
But meanwhile, back at the
back in the decision room of the political party of the Cybernauts cast, we're going to bring you guys GoGo 13 Queen Bee. It's about GoGo 13.
This is our election special.
It is. I'm going to shoot to try to get this out on election day because it has everything to do with the with politicals and politics and all that other crap. It's very fitting. It's actually very fitting. Like, this is another anime version of Mitt Romney, which apparently he's
going to call it that.
Yeah, or either like Joe Biden or something, but like
Joe Biden.
Well, no, like it's like Mitt Romney and anime Paul Ryan, but they're Democrats.
I think that they were probably thinking of Bill Clinton when they made this, you know, the drug user who's big on the war on drugs in the 90s. Yeah.
But, like, oh, crap. Well, this was made in 2000, so Bill Clinton was still a president by then.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he wasn't by then, but he had his reign, so Osama Dezaki was just like, yeah, Bill Clinton, that'll work. But he looks very similar to Mitt Romney.
Yeah, he's got the graying temples and everything.
The chiseled old man look. But, this is, like, the perfect anime to watch on election day. Since it has GoGo 13 going after a woman who's supposedly, or actually she is, like the child of Mitt Romney, and she is Queen Bee. So pretty much, like, in the perfect world of GoGo 13,
it's Mitt a trap. Romney
it does. It is pretty much a trap world. Mitt Romney has a daughter, or like he banged some hooker or something, and she had a kid. I didn't really pay attention too much to that. But then, like, Paul Ryan was his running mate, and then apparently he raped Queen Bee, younger Queen Bee, and then she became like a mercenary in the jungle, and then she's out there to kill people. No, it was like she has like 8 or 9 kids, so that vagina's got to be wrecked, but. I don't know. I guess not wrecked enough for other men to do her.
Enough for my semi.
How many sex scenes did you count? Anime.
I think it was 8, maybe 9.
How many Dezaki flashes did you count? It was about the same.
I didn't count that. Yeah, it was 8. But I think there was probably like 6 or 7.
I didn't count either.
6 or 7 flashes or something.
Let's call Wreck-It Ralph.
Huh. Well, that movie comes out tomorrow, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. Huh?
They're probably doing like
Felix hammered it.
They're probably doing a midnight showing in the East Coast right now.
Yeah. A lot of people were actually asking me, you know, hey, you and Rhonda going to come out? And I'm like, no. But it's only midnight. And it's like, yeah, we have 3 kids. Yeah.
I have a job. I'm old. Can't
that's
do it.
Right.
All right, we gotta jump. We gotta dive into this thing.
That's
hard
right.
And fast.
GoGo 13, baby.
Hard and fast, like everyone does. Queen Bee. I bet. So, like I said, this is pretty much the anime about if Mitt Romney had like an outshining vote if he was a Democrat, which I thought he was a Republican in the beginning. But
yeah,
whatever.
That's what I thought too, but
that's what I heard. But then it was like, no, he's switching Democrats. So like, this is a world where like they can just political parties can just like, no, I'm going to be Democrat today, and people are still I'm still going to get the same amount of votes.
I don't know if the point of that was to show that Democrats and Republicans are the same, or if the point was that they just screwed up. probably the latter.
The point is that Osamu Dezaki does not know American politics and how everything works in America.
It could be, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, but well, you got to dig that soundtrack.
Oh, yeah. I know. All that funk
that
music.
That sweet
and
jazz
stuff.
Music.
Mmm, yeah. Baby.
It is the perfect music to kill and be killed by and have sex with all at once.
You don't have anything like that in New Orleans.
Nah. I like when, what was it, like, they're going over the renomination and, like, they have that one fat dude who was just like, we have found the perfect kid. And then, like, anime Paul Ryan was just like, she's too perfect. She's white and blonde. You should have got an ethnic kid. What's wrong with you? You're supposed to be the best. Like, there wasn't enough ethnic diversity in this anime, especially when we have, like, I guess there were, like, what, South American generals that were trying to sound Southern?
Oh, is
know,
that
was hilarious, right?
That old guy that was yelling and you thought, like, he was going to say the South will rise again?
I thought the general was going to say the South shall rise again, but they're, like, in the jungle or something. Yeah, I didn't know what was up with that guy. Like, I'm like, I think is he British or South American? I really can't tell.
Like he sounded like this.
The South will rise again, señor.
Donde está Gogo 13? And then a bullet
Yo
goes.
Quiero through my nuts.
When Gogo 13 kicks them. Oh, what was it like?
My werewolves rancheros.
So Gogo team meets up like anime Paul Ryan on a boat, and a helicopter comes and like takes Gogo away to give him a disc. And like when Gogo's looking at the disc, like you just see like he walks out of the apartment or like the hotel room, and he sees this like white light. And thought for sure like the hotel was gonna explode, and then like nothing happens.
All right, where were we?
We were Gogo 13 atop of the porn shop. The sniper with the pink sniper rifle aimed across the street at the campaign office.
I don't know what version of Gogo 13 you saw, but that sounds about right. No, like there was that one scene where like we get to meet the Queen Bee revolutionaries and they're in the parking garage, which like they pull out like this heavy cannon machine gun to mow down a bunch of cops, which kind of reminds me of the machine gun that was in the movie The Jackal with Bruce Willis. Because he, like, special orders his gun to, like, assassinate a president or something. It's a cool movie. I just remember liking it a lot. And then we have that one guy who was, like, or he was going to basically take one for the team. And then the Queen Bee asked him, was like, is there anything you should let him, like, let your wife know? And I figured his response would be like, yeah, that I tapped you last night good and hard. And then he goes and drives his van into the police.
Driving the van into the police reminds me of the Love That Goku thing from last night.
Oh, when we were reading that?
Yeah, how they claimed that he ran his car into the police station.
Oh, that was what he gave his password and his username to his brother, so his brother was just coming up with stuff. So I don't know what he said by now.
There hasn't been anything more. Anyway, we're getting off topic. We're supposed to stay on topic tonight.
Yeah, we have to because I got to get up early and there's no sense of us. Yeah. But so after that, it's like Queen Bee is with this mob dude. And pretty much, like, I remember him talking. He was talking to one of his subordinates, like, you ever thought about getting it on with her? And the dude's like, wait, what? He's like, wait, did I just hear you right? And he just goes on to this. In a monologue, it's like, yeah, dude, you'll never be able to make her happy in sex, but you still want to have sex with her because it's sex. And you gotta have it on with Queen Bee if you want to be a real man. The dude, I'm sure the guy's just like, yeah, okay. And then, like, what was it? Pretty much their sex scene is they have sex, and then they bring in a guy who apparently betrayed the mob, and then she goes to kill. Like the mom do, or she asks him, like, you have any kids? He's like, yeah, man, I got an 8-year-old and like a little girl in the way. And she's like, so did the guy that you killed. And she just shot him in the head. And then, like, and then she goes right back to having more sex with the old fat mob boss dude.
And she's like covered in blood.
While she's He's like, oh, baby, that turns me on. But no, I remember I told you that story when I went to RoundCon where like I showed this in the video room and they had that one girl that was there and I was just like, so if you killed someone, does that make you want to have sex some more? And it's like, well, it's not really necessary that you gotta kill somebody. And that might be the only female that has ever seen this anime to my knowledge.
Probably, yeah.
It was Don Rossini, wasn't it, that she was doing?
The what?
Wasn't it Don Rossini that she was smacking? Flapping the skin?
Oh, the mob boss guy?
Yeah.
I don't know. It could have been
Don Rossini, I think.
Is he like a current mob boss right now?
Or one of them? No. No, I don't know.
It could. She could have been doing anime Hoffa. They don't go into any detail like what this guy's business is, like what he's actually doing for the mob. If he's just like, you know, I think it's just typical drug money or running. I don't know. But then again, Jimmy Hoffa fought for people's rights to work, which is more than what any other politician can say or do. We're not going to get into that. We're not going to get into politics about an anime that has politics in it, because that would just be way off topic. But no, like even before like he shot or she shot that dude, like they're having a conversation and like you can hear him like trying to have it talk to her about something, but he's got a boob in his mouth and all you hear is rawr, 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 rawr.
And honestly, for a 14-year-old movie, this is still pretty funny.
Yeah, this is the dubbing for this is to die for. not really. Like, it's got its own acting, but then you get, like, to, like, towards the end of it where it's, like, just those few characters that are, like, you got the silver-haired, like, freedom fighter redneck dude, and then, like, they're, I guess, supposed to sound South American, but they don't.
No, they don't.
Yeah, and I was just like, I guess they're rednecks, like, South American Colombians? I don't know. I don't know what to say about this anime. Oh, we find out that GoGo 13, like, if there's ever a political party that GoGo 13 would ever be part of, he is pro-bourbon. He is a bourbon man.
He is.
He is. So, like, if there was ever a political party for GoGo 13, it has to be the bourbon party. And I would totally vote for that.
Kentucky I'm not even bourbon that. Party.
I guess, what, would that be different sects of bourbon? Like, you've got, like, the liberal bourbons are the Kentucky, and the Tennessees are the ultra-conservative bourbons?
I don't know. My parents look
or is that just, is that just complicating way too much? Oh, but also in this, like, Mitt Romney is against drugs. He's totally against drugs, but then, of course, he goes backstage and uses drugs. The irony.
Goes ahead and snort one's right up the old left kazoo.
Yeah, it's actually taking heroin, so he's not snorting it. But it'd be like the same thing if like how Mitt Romney's against pot, but he goes back there and like dopes it up with his sons and Paul Ryan. It's like, yeah, I mean, the debate was so good. The what?
Licking the resin from the bowl. Gotta have it. Oh, gotta have my eye.
They're just like out there back there behind stage, like lighting like crack on spoons with lighters and stuff.
Dude, did you get the syringe? Yeah, I mugged that diabetic for it. No, honestly, you know, I've got to admit though, some of the guys, some of the voice actors on this, you got to give them props for doing this. I mean, you know,
yeah, it's not a bad dub. It's far from being a bad dub.
Joe DiMaggio, he plays GoGo 13 in this particular release.
Oh, that's right.
Huh? That's right.
I totally forgot about that. This would be the only thing I'd ever want to have Joe DiMaggio autograph for me is GoGo 13 Queen Bee.
Yep.
I'm like, I don't really care if you're Jake the Dog or Bender from Futurama. Dude, you were GoGo 13. And I am totally content with that.
Did he even remember that he was in that?
I'll probably jog his memory when I go to ever get my something autographed for him.
Yeah.
Or from him. Like, you were in that, by the way, and he'd be like, oh my gosh. I'm like, you gotta be happy.
He doesn't sound like Bender in this, you know?
I guess he's a very diverse voice actor. So, like, he's
very diverse.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
I haven't seen Adventure Time, but in the commercials, he sounds kind of similar to Bender.
Yeah, Adventure Time, I think that's just how he normally talks.
Oh, that's his natural voice? That's pretty cool.
Well, you remember General Gordon in there. I mean, he was done by John Hostetter. And he's done a lot of stuff as well.
Okay.
So.
Oh, I like the secret message in this where, like, Paul Ryan gives the general dude, and he's got the note that says, "No one votes for GoGo 13.
Yeah.
It's like an anti-political speech rally against GoGo 13. It's like, you don't want GoGo 13 for president. He's totally pro-guns. Or no, he'll take your guns away, because if you have a gun, it's just a waste of space, because he's going to kill you with his own gun.
Yeah, I got a gun for you.
He's totally got a backup from the NRA, too. The what?
It's fully loaded and cocked.
I thought you said something about flu shots. Like, he's got flu shots in each gun. It's just like a 100-round magazine of, like, an M16 shooting out flu shots at people. And they always land right in the middle of the forehead.
Yep.
Mostly killing people. No, always killing people.
And people wonder why, when he goes to a bar, he orders a screwdriver. To screw it in home.
Yep. So, yeah, it was pretty much to get through this. We find out that Queen Bee is actually the daughter of Mitt Romney, which I probably stated. But then, like, I don't know, Paul Romney was supposed to, like, take care of the Queen Bee daughter, when Queen Bee was a little girl, and the mother, but, like, he winds up, like, killing the mom and then pretty much raping Queen Bee. So, Paul Ryan, an anime Paul Ryan, is a pedophile.
I wouldn't be mentioning that out there. It's a political year, man!
Well, dude, I'm talking about an anime version. That's, like, the opposite of what Paul Ryan is right now. Hey, we keep things straight here, okay, Steve? We don't, you know, suck up to each political party out there.
That's right. No pulling punches, nor kicks to the head.
Exactly. Or bullets to the brain.
Or bullets to the balls.
I don't know. I guess that's how you attack your opponents. Either you're going to kill them, shoot them in the forehead, or shoot them in the balls.
Or just shoot them politically.
We mean a figure of speech, of course.
Yes. Metaphorically.
Yes.
To be honest, I mean, this is something that was made in 1998, right? 14 years ago?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay.
When I think Dezaki, when he made this, was just like, you know, when I made that GoGo 13 movie in the 80s, it didn't have a lot of freeze frames and sex. But if I ever get GoGo 13 again, I'm making sure I double that. And he did. That's how Osamu Dezaki directs his stuff.
I think it did have a lot of sex, didn't it?
I mean, even if the GoGo 13 movie was like maybe a 30 or 40% like sex something, and this one it's about 50%. Hey, or maybe 60, I don't know.
How about those shows? Do they have a lot of it too? Or the shows,
The shows don't really have a lot of sex in it. Well, if they have sex, it's like freeze frame. There's really no movement.
Is that to censor it or something?
This is GoGo 13. They have to have the obligatory. They have to have the obligatory, you know, spy, like GoGo 13 girl.
But there's not like a different girl every episode. It just depends on the mission. Like some missions, he doesn't have sex with women. Some episodes, he turns down sex.
Yep.
Then others, I'll
totally, totally agree with you on that. Yeah. And some, you know, and I've noticed on some of these. Like in this one, some of it was spliced out. Some of it did hit the editing room floor for the English edition, which was done by Streamline, if I remember correctly.
You talking about the movie?
Yes. The English, the ones that had the English license for this was Streamline. It was Carl Masek.
Yeah, I know that, but like you're talking about like actions, like in the streamlined version, because I just bought the DVD version from Discotech, and they pretty much showed everything the same way as it was in the when they put it on VHS a long time ago. The only thing,
right, problem but is this the was English that, version, or is where, like, this the Japanese version?
Skeleton shooting a gun. That was the English version. The Japanese version is the one that had the skull in it, like the CGI skull and like shooting a gun. But then when Discotech brought it over, they kept that opening in it. So you can pretty much streamline dub in the full movie all at once, or at least have that credit sequence in it. But everything else is untouched. So, like, yeah, this anime takes us, like, straight to a jungle where Gogo 13 has to take out the army group or whatever after Queen Bee. And then, of course, I don't know, he parachutes out and he, like, assembles this gun and he goes to try to take out Queen Bee, which the funny thing about this is that every time he's attempted to try to assassinate Bee, there's always something stopping him. Like, when they were on the ship part, like, he had the crossbow to try to assassinate her, but everybody kept running from the crossbow. And then also, like, there's something about people shooting Gogo 13 on the left cheek, because it happened twice in this. Like, if they miss, they only scratch his left cheek.
Oh, yeah. They think that's, like, a cool way of showing that they missed, I think.
Yeah, it's like, well, you know, the bad guys aren't going to miss too badly. They have to... Gogo has to take some heat from the bullet.
Yeah, I guess they want it to be like at least there's a little tension, but Golgo is too professional to be fully hit.
Yeah, that's true. But like, but when he was in the jungle, no, like that same thing happened where, he was in the jungle and he fought the like the crazy dude, and which he winds up like pretty much like fighting under the water in the jungle after like the base gets blown up or whatever. And then, of course, we find out that Queen Bee has, like, keeps having kids from all these men she has sex with. So she's got, like, 8 or 9 kids, and you figure that China of hers would be wrecked, but it's really not. Well, apparently she still enjoys sex to some degree, unless it's all mental.
Most of these games, I mean, most of these, you know, Gogo 13 are mental in one sense or another.
I think it does mental damage. Well, I don't think it really does mental damage to women because they're the ones that are like, oh, go, go! Like, especially in this one where, like, they meet at the Mayan ruins and Queen Bee meets up with Gogo 13 and she just rips her clothes apart, but it's like her clothes were made out of tissue paper and it just disintegrates. That's like the only memorable thing about this anime when I think of it is her ripping her clothes apart, but they literally just disintegrate in her hands.
Well, they're just made out of paper mache anyway. She got it from Lady Gaga.
They're like abandoned Lady Gaga dresses and clothes that she never used for shows, and they just happened to dump it at this Queen Bee's base. I guess that makes about as much sense. But I don't know. But also at the end, where like Paul Ryan admits that he killed, like, you know, the girl that Mitt Romney used to love, anime Mitt Romney. And, this is before he met Anne.
wasn't the girl he loved the Queen Bee or something?
No, like, the Queen Bee was his daughter that he had, like, when he was, or he met with this woman, like, when he was, like, about to be a senator or congressman or whatever.
Wait a sec. Wasn't the daughter the little girl that he met at the convention?
No, the daughter that he... Are you talking about, like, when he, like, tells him, like, to stop the car?
Yeah.
And he grabs his... No, that's one of Queen Bee's daughters.
What does he care about it, then? And why does it say it's his last name?
Because, I think Queen Bee, that's her real last name, or that's her real name, and then she told it to the little girl.
Wait, so this is his granddaughter, then?
Yeah, it'd be one of his grandkids.
Oh, okay. Go on.
But, well, no, like...
Are you talking about Sonya?
I don't remember the kid's name.
I can't remember the name either, but... I do want to ask, I'm pretty sure Gogo 13 maybe took the shot. No. There's no reason to. Okay. Because, like, I thought Gogo 13 took the shot to take out anime Mitt Romney, but Mitt Romney wound up committing suicide on stage when he was like, yeah, my anime version of Paul Ryan is the one who made me who I am today, this corrupt person, and he must die. And then apparently security had like 5 freaking minutes to try to tackle Mitt Romney down.
Well, you know, the funny part about it was one of the characters was actually named after one of the sexeroids from Bubblegum Crisis. Henri.
Is that the... Like, whose name was Henri?
Well, I think Henri was the girl. And Sonya's Queen Bee.
Yeah, that's right. Sonya's Queen Bee. Okay.
And Henri, I think, was one of the daughters. That's who the daughter was.
Okay.
I just thought it was funny. Henri, I was just like, well, wait a second. Hold on here. That's Bubblegum
this
Crisis.
This is the second
related.
Time this name's been mentioned, other than the first time in Bubblegum Crisis. It's like every anime reverts back to Bubblegum Crisis.
I know, right? It's
it's pretty much true. Well, I think, like, because... Yeah, because like apparently the ending was that like his mission was to kill Sonya or Queen Bee, and she does so at her father's or Mitt Romney's funeral, and then he turns around and shoots her. But then she's like, "I deposited like you know $1.2 million to kill the man who basically raped me and who made me who I am," and so then like during the credit scene, it like it just shows the credits and then it shows Go-Go 13 like at the shore, and then there's Paul Ryan, anime Paul Ryan. And the general dude just like chilling out with some hookers on a boat, and then Go-Go 13
General Gomez.
General Gomez, and Go-Go 13 just wipes them all out.
Yep.
And then it goes back to the credits, and so like that was pretty much his other mission that he got from Queen Beast, and then like everything gets tied up or tied together.
Next time, Next time you do that 5-word long double Gomez entry, you have to include General in there.
General Double the Man Senor Gomez?
Yes.
I'll have to do that for sure. I don't know how many men he's killed between our last recording and now, but I assume his name has gotten bigger.
Indeed.
Yeah. So yeah, this is our... And that pretty much sums up Queen Bee. I mean, we tackled this good and hard.
This is probably our shortest episode, too. 30 minutes.
Yep.
I figured it was going to be about 30 minutes, so... Yeah, I gotta...
Go on, Josh.
Did we mention that Gogol 13 was voiced by John DiMaggio in this?
Mm-hmm. We did.
Yeah.
He didn't sound John DiMaggio, or at least not a usual John
well,
DiMaggio.
Well, this was
character.
His earlier works, that's why.
True.
Was this before Futurama started?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
This is like the year before.
The anime was picked up by Urban Vision, but I'm not sure what year. But Joe DiMaggio got started with his voice acting for Bender back in like 99 when the first season of Futurama came out.
And we got to go ahead and don't forget, we got to go ahead and give out props to Sato Takayo. I think I got that right. Am I right? Is that the right pronunciation?
For who, again?
The original creator.
Oh! Saito...
Saito Taco.
Taco. Okay, that sounds about...
sounds good.
About right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only Saito has been making political Go-Go 13 for like 30, 40 years. I would have to believe this is not part of the manga series because Dezaki always takes something and makes it like as original as possible to his own. It's pretty much like a fan fiction or a side story of Go-Go 13. But for some reason, it's really good when he does it.
Well, like, I have some of the old original Go-Go 13.
Like the manga?
Yeah, where they thought that the rise of the Fourth Reich was coming and everything.
I used to own the first, like when they released the manga in the States. They obviously just did it out of order because, like, if you read one chapter of it, it's like like an episode of Cowboy Bebop. It's all contained in one thing. But like the first book has him taking out a super gun that was being developed by Iraq to nuke, like, America or whatever, and then the U.S. government hires him to take it out, which he pretty much shoots the bullet at the reflecting pool, and then the bullet ricochets off the water into like one of the wiring systems under the gun and blows up the entire facility. Wait, and I'm not making this up.
Is Saddam Hussein in this?
I think one of Saddam's generals was in charge of the gun. But the thing about it is that was actually factual. Like, they were actually making a super gun to shoot a nuclear missile, like, all the way across, halfway across the world to the United States. Like, it was an actual turret they were designing.
Yeah. That's not a gun very far, because that didn't happen.
Yeah, I think the UN, like, stepped in and intervened and told him, like, no, Saddam, you can't do that. And he's like, oh, fine. I'll get my revenge against America and George Bush one day.
But not like in this lifetime.
The second manga has him like taking out some sort of political rally or someone out of the Tiananmen Square incident in China, like when that was all happening. And then another third book has him in the jungle. And those are the only ones I've seen and sort of read. But I have read the entire first one. The first one also had was they were like, he was in New York or something, and someone pretended to be Golgo 13, so that was kind of dumb. Like, the detective cop person had to do it, or to scare a mob boss, or something stupid. And then I've got one of the Golgo 13 visual comics that was printed out, like, in the late 80s or 90s, but it had, the comic was the Room 909 one, where, like, this black detective dude is just like, no one can make that shot. And then they wound up putting that into an actual episode in the TV series.
Do you have the NES game?
I've got two of them. I've got the first one and the Mafia Conspiracy.
Oh, are they both American? They were both released here?
Yeah, they're both released here.
Yeah, I gotta get those.
I wish they did it. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna ask you, did you have them ripped or anything like that?
Do I have the what?
Are they ripped? Have you pirated them?
No, they're
can I get a pirate copy? I want a pirate copy, Dustin.
Calm down. No, they're real.
But you've all got me all hot and excited now.
That's what Golgo 13 does to the best of us. Gets us hot and excited before he kills us. His undying love for more Golgo 13.
Hot Japanese chopstick bastard.
Japanese or whatever his ethnicity is.
Is that ever really revealed? I mean, honestly, to me, he looks more Chinese than Japanese.
He looks kind of Japanese because, like, I think they modeled him after, like, Sonny Chiba. Because, like, in the live-action Golgo 13 movie with Sonny Chiba, like, he would be the perfect live-action Golgo 13, and he was. At least to date.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
We'll have to review a sign.
No, what happened?
Oh my god! it sounded like said. You said about
GarageBand needs some Ritalin.
it sounded like you said about 20 seconds worth of dialogue in about the span of half a second.
Me? I did.
Did it do that thing again where it says because?
No. What happened was that
it's all.
We didn't hear you for about like 15 seconds, and then it all just went.
I just gave you a zip file of like everything I said in the past 2 minutes. That is how far my speech has advanced.
Everything sounded normal to me.
As long as it picks up okay in the recording, out. That's all I care about. Yeah.
Oh my god, I'm crying here.
Well, GarageBand did freeze for a second. That's probably what did it.
Okay, calm down, Steve.
Yeah, it's okay, man.
Okay, do we have closing remarks?
We do not!
Okay.
Steve's closing remark is laughing to death. Josh, that's yours.
What are we recording next time?
Yes.
I just OVA movie, the Out of Control one.
What?
Is our next recording.
You went out.
Oh my gosh.
again?
Guyver Out of Control.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Okay.
Yeah. Mark Hamill.
No, that's the OVA movie of Guyver that they did in the 90s that had like they condensed like the first four mangas. But then after that, we can talk about the live action ones with like Mark Hamill and David Hayter. Like David Hayter is supposed to be in the second one, and that's the one I really want to look forward to watching.
Okay. All right.
Josh, what was your final remark?
A tree fell on me.
Yeah.
Did it finally tear into your house?
At least for now.
What about you, John?
It could damage the house more trying to remove it. But...
Okay, I couldn't really hear any of that.
Okay.
I'm not even going to try to give a closing remark. This call's just too much of a disaster. Tune in next week for...
Hey, lady, we gotta go and make... Oh, fuck!
Oi! I'm going to just say my pretty for Lathan! Oi, pretty for Lathan!
Alright, I'm gonna end this. Shut up! Steve! Okay. Hey, lady, I know you wanna have a baby with Google 13, because that's how it's done before I shoot you in the head. And you're wearing that dress made of turquoise blue. That was a good song. All right, I'm done.
Giving head? What?
Mission complete.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Cybernauts Cast. Do you want more of what we got? If so, check us out over at our website at cybernautscast.wordpress.com. If you wish to leave us an email on, well, anything, then shoot one over at cybernautscast@gmail.com. Check us out on iTunes and leave a review, why don't you? We'll see you next week. Same Cybernauts time, same Cybernauts channel. Without her name, it's a beat.